Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. A funny thing happened while I was taking a break from podcasting. I decided to blog again in a little bit more detail. I actually refreshed my information security blog. I moved that over to Jekyll, like I use for Phoneboy Speaks and the Phoneboy.com website. I've just been blogging a little bit more, and I think because I still haven't quite mastered the art of getting a thought out verbally in a way that is always coherent and makes sense. And yeah, 3 years of practicing doesn't certainly helps. I haven't quite gotten to my 10,000 hours of podcasting yet. Maybe that'll happen at some point. But I personally am thinking about, I guess, how to move the information security conversation forward in organizations. And like I wrote last night, I see a gap between the people that are implementing and actually doing the information security, and the people making the decisions about what needs to be done. There's a clear gap there. There's a language barrier actually between the two groups, and I've been trying to figure out ways to bridge that, and I don't have it all worked out yet. Some of the work I've been doing at Checkpoint has led me down this direction, and I feel like we're getting a lot closer now with some of the stuff that we're doing. But it's not, and I think at some point I'm going to share it. And I think that's going to be a lot of what I do for 2016, whether I do it under Checkpoint's banner or not, is a different question. But my intention is to, I don't know, I guess promote some of these ideas, right? Because I feel like that we're on a collision course, right? And I put this in a past blog on my InfoSec blog, and this is there's definitely something bad's going to have to happen, I think, before a lot of organizations take notice and actually start taking it seriously. But even when that happens, I still think there's a gap. And ultimately, that information security has to, as in general, has to sort of prove its value to the business, right? And I actually think that we kind of look at information security the wrong way, right? It's really, we talk about protecting stuff, which of course that's part of what we do in information security. But I also think of it as an enabler. And if you're not if you don't necessarily believe that, think about SSL. Right now, 20 years ago, right, there was no such thing as SSL on the internet. Everything was unencrypted and sent out in the clear, and there wasn't a lot of e-commerce that was going on back then because there was no secure way to collect credit card information, for instance, right? Well, now we don't give it a second thought because you have the little green lock in the browser. Now, granted, there's some issues with that because of the different hashing algorithms and stuff that are being used and such. But for the most part, that actual layer of security gave people confidence to do things that they weren't willing to do before, which was, buy things online. And then Amazon.com, came up, and everything is history, right? That's an example of a security technology that actually enabled something that wasn't possible before. And I think, again, we talk about blocking and tackling and segmentation and all of that stuff. I think, we need to think about it a little bit differently and figure out how can security enable business to grow, right? And not just in a not just in a hypothetical sense, but in a real sense, in a provable sense, so that you can go to a board of directors and say, hey, look, I need to implement this security thing because it's going to allow me to make this much more money. That makes it very easy to make that suggestion and get the money that you need when you can say, I'm going to spend X and get Y, and Y will hopefully be some multiple of X. Then that's a good investment, right? And so rather than trying to sort of scare businesses into securing their assets, think about ways that information security can actually improve business, right? How can it enable more kinds of transactions that weren't possible before, transactions, of course, that make money. So, SSL and now transport layer security, or TLS, is one of those security technologies that actually enabled things that weren't possible before. So, as I say, I've got some ideas about how to move this idea forward and of course put it out there. This is how I made a name for myself as a C-list information security celebrity. I 20 years ago was putting information out about Checkpoint, the company I worked for today. And I put out a lot of wrong information, not intentionally, of course, but because that's what I thought, you know, that was my understanding of what was going on. And, you know, like the old XKCD comic, there's somebody wrong on the internet, right? And, you know, and there's always somebody out there that can't let that go. And so the right information will come out as a result, right? So even if I, again, I don't intentionally put out wrong information, but because I am putting out wrong information, then somebody will tell me, and then, you know, the right information will be out there, and then I can share that as well, right? So I'm hoping to do a lot more of that in 2016. I'm hoping to get a, you know, have a wider audience, and not just post it online, but maybe start attending some conferences and doing that kind of stuff. Again, whether I do it for Checkpoint or not, it's not clear at this point. But there, again, I feel like there's a much stronger message out there that needs to be put out about information security and how to move that conversation forward. And so that's going to be a bit of my focus in 2016. And that is, again, you know, I don't know how I will do that necessarily, so I'm still sort of working that out, but that's my goal in 2016, and I know other people are trying to do this as well, right? I know I'm not the first person probably who's come up with even these ideas, because I don't think there are any unique ideas in the universe anymore. I think that there's enough humans out there that are communicating enough that we're all sort of influencing each other in a specific direction. So this is what I'm picking up, and this is what I feel like the right direction is. And so that's the direction I'm going to move forward in. So, things at least on this feed might take a little bit more of an InfoSec direction, just because that's where I'm focusing my energies on 2016. So, hopefully it's still interesting and things you want to listen to. I don't know if I'm going to resume the every other day cadence quite yet. Maybe I will for a little bit here, but I know I've got some travel coming up. I'm going to be away for almost 2 weeks again. I've got a couple of trips that are sort of back to back, and so trying to do podcasting while traveling is, you know, sometimes interesting. So anyway, hopefully I'll get back into the swing of podcasting, because I have kind of missed it actually, but I've been writing instead, and I think I've been a writer before I've been a podcaster, so writing feels a little bit more natural to me, and I can do a lot more editing, whereas with voice it's a lot harder. But I know it's a skill that I need to have, which is why I'm doing the podcasting. It's to improve my skills in that area. I've done my 10,000 hours of writing for sure. I have not done my 10,000 hours of podcasting, so that's another thing that I need to work on. But anyway, happy 2016. I hope your 2015 was good, and that your 2016 is better. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.